China is setting up an organ donation registry in an effort to change a system that relies heavily on organs harvested from executed prisoners and black market sellers. The goals of the program are to ensure quality, stop organ trading and transplant tourism, and protect the rights of donors.
Like in other countries, there's a shortage of donors compared to those who need transplants. Only about 130 people have pledged to donate their organs since 2003. Harvard professor and director of medical affairs for the Transplantation Society, Dr. Frank Delmonico, says the task of policing organ donation is a social responsibility.
Number one, there isn't an increase in black market organ transplantation, but it has become more widely known. Now, we aren't the police. We can bring to attention the regulatory authorities illegal practices for them to make the investigation. As it becomes to the world order, Chinese situation. I've been to China on a number of occasions. In fact, the number of executed organ transplants that are being done for foreign patients is much reduced from what it was in 2006-2007. At that time, about 11,000 transplants were performed in China from those who had been executed, about 8,000 kidney transplants and about 3,000 liver. Since then, Istanbul Declaration and the WHO guiding principles have had much impact on practices in China by way of regulations that have been developed 1 year ago, in which those regulations stipulated that foreign patients may not come to China to buy organs. Is it still going on? Yes. Do I know where it's going on? Yes. And yes, it is still with foreign patients, but it is much reduced. What can you do to increase transplants around the world? Well, we have to obtain every opportunity of deceased donation, especially for hearts, lungs, livers, pancreas, organs other than kidneys. And it has to be done within one's country so that the Middle East, the Gulf countries, cannot have the perception they can simply send their patients to South America or to Manila to buy organs from the poor people. That's what we're combating.